So supervised machine learning. This learning process is based on a set of known data previously tagged by an expert whose analysis helped define the new information. So two ways of supervised learning are classification and regression. It's again a learning process based on a set of data. Again and again I'm repeating this word. It's all about data which we have fed from the past. Data is available from where? From the past that we got data, and this data is being fed into the system, and AI like an expert, he analyze and define the new information and give us a better outcome. So let us get into unsupervised machine learning, the second aspect. This process uses unlabeled data. The data is there, but unlabeled data, meaning no target variable is set and the structure is unknown. No set pattern or data. It's basically unlabeled data, and the machine will get out of it. Machine will interpret it. The structure is not known. The aim is to extract patterns. The machine will extract patterns by analyzing the structure of the information. So here they are going to do something which are not being supervised. It's unsupervised. They are going to interpret, analyze, and give us better outcome. So two ways of supervised learning are clustering. K means clustering, and dimensional reduction, principal component analysis. These are the two of unsupervised machine learning. And the third one, reinforcement machine learning. In this learning method, the algorithm learns by interacting with its environment through the process of trial and error. It receives information through sensors and other sources and make decisions that are classified as positive or negative. So this is the third aspect of machine learning, where they are going to interact with the environment. So the data is getting from the outside, and this they interpret it as they have learned what this data basically means, and this process they can interpret and give me the outcome, and it will help to make decisions which will be certainly much more effective. So these are three, talked about supervised machine learning, unsupervised machine learning, and reinforcement machine learning. So I hope you are enjoying the talk of AI, artificial intelligence. We all are intelligent, but how our intelligence is now maybe in the coming years or coming decades, how AI is also going to compete with our intelligence. So let us get a little bit more into some of these things which I just now elaborated. First one is natural language processing. NLP is a highly developed branch of AI. This combines computer science, linguistics, and machine learning to enable machines to understand and interact with people verbal or textual language. They are going to interact with us. If we question, if we ask, they are going to give us a useful, effective output response. So natural language processing has application industries, various form like text translation. If I want to translate anything, it may help me to translate any text into any kind of a language, to automatic, aeronautics, smartphones, and healthcare. I hope all of you have encountered this text translation of AI, must have experienced it also, must have found it very, very useful also. So NLP, this natural language processing use cases, how we can effectively use this in some of the areas. So intelligent document analysis, it can help me. Investment analysis, like now you can relate with BFSI sector. So much of data, so much of documents, it will help me to analyze. We do a lot of investments. We will be talking in the coming chapters when we'll talk about mutual funds. We'll talk about some financial services, insurance. So it's talking about investment, how this AI can help me to give me more effective response of investments. Customer service, customer wants some grievances, some areas of concern, or I'll say his problem. How AI is going to help customers? They will be able to serve them much better. Text and speech processing, morphological analysis, syntactic analysis, lexical and relation semantics, so many of them, smart assistants, digital phone calls, sentiment analysis, text analysis, predictive test, email filtering, and text translation. So there are various few of them we have mentioned here about the use cases of NLP. Computer vision. So computer vision technology enables computers or machines to visualize and analyze digital images, videos, and other visual inputs. Just an image, from the image, they can give us the kind of details which we are looking at, just from the image. So just through image, you want something that what exactly this image is all about, they will be able to give us from videos or from another visual input. So basically, it's about the vision. Like from our eye, we can make out. Similarly, the computer vision is how they are going to give us an output from the image. It will be like deep, other things like deep learning, machine learning, statistical techniques empower computer vision. Several industries are using the computer vision technology in different ways, various sectors they are. So we experience computer vision in our daily life without recognizing it. Unlocking mobile device through facial images. I hope all of you have experienced this. Facial images, facial recognition, and the system unlock, your phone unlock. No need of passwords. Others can not open your phones, mobiles, unless and until you are available. So basically, the AI or your computer app, they are able to recognize your face. Only then they will open up. Using Google Lens to translate content in real time. I hope you must have also used it. You just scan something. This lens will give me all the details. Automatic tagging of friends in pictures uploaded on social media sites like Facebook or Instagram are all examples of computer vision in action. I hope you will be able to relate. AI is, we already are using. Are we aware of? In every field, AI has penetrated. So path-breaking applications of computer vision technology includes like Tesla self-driving cars. We somehow sometime think, how is it possible that without the driver, the car will move? Yes, because of the AI. Amazon's grab and go store without checkout. Lines improved the accuracy in medical diagnosis. This I think I have already shared and talked about, which is going to be a remarkable, a step in the medical field. Through detailed analysis of images of x-rays and MRI scans, because thousands or lakhs of these images, interpretation already done by doctors before, all these when put into the AI can interpret lakhs of data, which human brain can, but it's not possible. So give us that kind of an output, which machine can do. So that's, I think, is about AI in some of the fields. Robotics and automation in BFSI, this also somewhere we have encountered. So robots, basically you all know, robots are machines capable of performing tasks autonomously or semi-autonomously. Robotics refer to the design, construction, and operation of robots, and automation involve the use of technology often driven by AI to perform tasks without direct human intervention. So like you must have seen, and heard how robotics are like doing the same thing which human. They are so much like I've seen in some automobile sector in their assembly line, when human are doing something and same thing can be done because the process is certainly which is going to be like step by step. Nothing you have to do. It has to be in a pattern. So if this pattern is being understood by the machines and robots over here, they will perform the same task in a perfect manner, much more without error as compared to humans. In this context of AI, robotics and automation sunrise to create intelligent system capable of executing complex tasks with efficiency and precision. They will be much more effective or efficient as compared to we, because there are chances we have a brain, we have emotion, we get distracted, but robots will not. They will be able to perform the task much more better. So field of robotics overlaps with electronics, computer science, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, and bioengineering. So use cases of AI and finance now. I will gradually narrow down to the sector which we are looking at, and we are going to share with you in elaborate about these aspects of AI in BFSI, in not only finance. It will talk about, yes, finance only, where mostly if you segment it in banking and insurance, in investments. So the cases is algorithm trading, which is now when it comes to investments, a lot of like passive way of trading is by putting some pattern and system itself trigger the points which we want. Fraud detection, which is very important when it comes to banks or it comes to other money matters. Credit scoring, you must have heard about a credit rating. So we will be talking about how AI can help in credit scoring. Some data and you will get the score, and it will help the institutions, like take example of bank, or take example of risk management when it comes to giving insurance. Because what insurance is all about? Insurance is all about risk management. So we are looking at for high worthy people who want insurance, so that you are underwriting, you are not taking something which is adverse, which is a wrong selection. So is it possible that AI help? Yes, it will. Portfolio optimization, customer support, any one area where like people want lot of information in finance. Why? Because in spite of literacy increasing, if you look at financial literacy, still lot to go across the world. And if the AI can help the humans, or I'll say investors, about finance, they can increase their financial literacy by giving them the answer they are looking at. I think they will be much better in terms of their money matters. Cyber security, this is something like everything now getting computerized, everything digital. We need secure security. This is something you already have. Every day we hear some kind of a news about the security breach, the scams. This again, AI is going to help in BFSI. So benefits of implementing AI. We can get into much safer banking without the scams and the spams. If you little bit go back, what banking was all about and bank banking is today, the bank is in my pocket. I can do all my interactions with the bank through my app. Earlier it used to be visiting the bank, standing in the queue, and getting the things done. Remarkable transformation in banking sector. Increase employee productivity and job satisfaction. It will increase their productivity because all the things are available in front of them. They do not have to look at the old days of files and manually or personally digging into the data. Now, just by a click, search we do and everything we get. They will get more productive. They are, and our future will be, there will be, even machine is going to be helping them and will be giving them all what they are looking at. The chances of human error, which is very, very common with all of us, will be minimized. Machines will be more effective and more exact as compared to humans. And if I, being a customer, I will have an enhanced user experience. I will be much, much more happier to get the things done. Improve recruitment process. They will be able to better recruit. Better medicine in area of medicine. I have already shared that this area of medicine and area of education, this is going to change around. And innovative media. So these are some of the benefits I've shared. More are there. If you are into some other field, you will be able to correlate. But just we have mentioned few of them to get some insight about AI. With usage, more usage of AI comes responsibility, comes the morality, comes the ethical aspect of usage of AI. So responsible AI is practice of designing, developing and deploying AI with good intention. Our intention is basically to be more effective, to be more productive, to be more profitable, if I'm talking about from commercial angle. More that the customers are satisfied, better experience they can encounter. That's what basically responsible artificial intelligence is all about. It's a kind of a thing where certainly we get better results, but the other customer is the, like Mahatma Gandhi said, customer is the king. So here, if he's experienced his experience, he's more satisfied, he's happy by AI, certainly then the organization will be able to make much more revenue and the profits. So AI ethics are principles around responsible and moral use of artificial intelligence. By adopting responsible artificial intelligence, organizations can allow a positive impact on customers and help them inculcate the virtues of trust. They will certainly trust them. I'll say why I'm this trust aspect touches me is in this sector called BFSI. People are like always a little bit concerned about when it comes to banks, when it comes to other sector in finances. There's just some kind of a trust deficit. But when they encountered through better AI-equipped system, then the trust will build up. And this is more transparent. Everything is available. Everything is available to you. Nothing is hidden. Now it's just a click of button. And I will not only, only thing which I want, even more, something more you are interested in, those data can be also integrated or interpreted. And an unbiased approach in the work environment. Unbiased, no human being involved. So they have got no like bias in interacting with the consumer or customers in BFSI sector. So it will be more unbiased, and then because you are more unbiased, you will be more ethical, and then will reflect the responsibility. So adoption of ethical artificial intelligence deals with regulating the moral behavior of humans. Moral behavior, please underline this word, of humans while designing, using and treating AI systems and solutions. So principles of responsible AI, really comprehensive, explainable, ethical, efficient. So clearly define testing and governance criteria to prevent hacking and misuse. This will be much more comprehensive. Explainable, clearly defined purpose, the objective, the rationale, and decision making process that is understood by the average person has to be very, very simple, which is understood by a layman kind of environment AI is giving, and that's what is basically called as responsible AI, responsible AI. Ethical process that eliminate bias in artificial intelligence and machine learning systems, and offering solutions that prevent occurrence of any kind of harm. It has to be ethical, ethics. It will certainly lead to the trust. And efficient, a requirement that ensures AI system products and solutions run continuously, responding quickly, are viable and sustainable. So whatever you want, it will be offered to you without any bias, more transparent, nothing is opaque, everything is khula, everything is open. So importance of artificial intelligence ethics, this will avoid bias, because that human aspect or human error or human emotions will not be, it will be more unbiased. Explainability, everything is available, more transparent, explainable. So you all, what you want to understand or it will be available. User-centered, it will be all about you. Whatever you want will be offered. Nothing is hidden. Privacy and personal data protection. It's not that it's available to everybody. You have got your own kind of privacy and data protection, where lot has been done and more will be done, because nowadays data is something which is a kind of a treasure for institutions and for regulator also. So that is basically artificial intelligence ethics is involved about. So best practice of artificial intelligence ethics: know the impact of your product's artificial intelligence, establish and articulate company values and ethics guidelines, emphasize upon transparency, focus on eliminating bias already shared with you. This all will lead to trust, will all to lead to a better and effective way of using the AI into your own, I'll say, business or your objective. Conduct artificial intelligence risk assessment and audits. This is very, very important when it comes to financial sector, which are going to talk in the coming chapters. Uphold high security and privacy standards around data. BFSI is all about data. So many customers, so many transactions. Just take an example of, now we are using left and right UPI, unified, which I'll be going to talk in the coming chapters. So it's all about data. It's all about so much of transactions, value-wise and volume-wise both. So what we need? We need high amount of privacy, we need high amount of security. This is being done, and it will be further enhanced. So these are the best practices of artificial intelligence. So thank you very much. This one first chapter, it's an overview, a brief little insight in artificial intelligence, what artificial intelligence is all about, but more will be spoken its relation with BFSI sector in the coming chapters, because ultimately our objective of learning is how AI in BFSI sector. So I hope you have understood about AI. Let us continue in the coming chapters about AI in BFSI sector. Thank you very much.